Our next selection of news items include pupils designing new road safety signs, road closures in the city centre, the dreadful case of an elderly man being hounded by tax scammers, and the surprise appearance of the comedian Sarah Millican. Five new signs are going up outside Mousehold Infant and Nursery School, bearing messages from pupils asking drivers to use the roads considerately around the school site in Mousehold Avenue. The signs were designed in a school-wide competition organised by the school council, made up of 12 pupils from reception to year two, and its eco-council. Head teacher Rebecca Westall said all of the school's 360 children had taken part in the competition, with five winners selected. "We have a whole school community project around improving safety out of school as well as in school," she said. "We want to raise awareness for the whole community who drive up and down our road that safety is really important. The signs will be displayed outside the school to encourage sensible parking and driving." Ms. Westall said the school did have some problems with vehicles speeding and parking inappropriately near the school gates, where a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit is in force. "It's not just our parents, it's people who use the road, so we hope the signs will encourage people to slow down and be mindful of children," she said. Julie Brochick-Colton, City and County Councillor for Sewell Ward, judged the entries and selected the winners. And she said, "We asked them to think about safety, but also about how people park outside the school. So we have a slow down message and a reminder not to park in inappropriate places." CIM in Salhouse printed and laminated the signs, which are due to be put up near the school before the end of the spring term next week.
Transport for Norwich has been carrying out work in the Cattle Market Street and Rose Lane areas of the city since January. Cattle Market Street was shut going downhill for 3 weeks in February, and the next piece of work will see resurfacing work done in Rose Lane and Cattle Market Street. It includes 3 nights of preparatory work and a 4th night to apply the top layer for the new surface. It means Rose Lane will be shut overnight, starting on Thursday, April the 4th. On Thursday and Friday, it will be shut from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. And on Saturday and Sunday, it will be shut from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. Council officers say pedestrians will still be able to get past, but traffic will need to be diverted. Traffic will still be able to get down Cattle Market Street and Prince of Wales Road during the work. Some first bus services will be affected by the work. A Transport for Norwich spokesman said some of the work involved will be noisy, but our contractor will make every effort to keep this to a minimum and will finish the noisiest work by 11 p.m. The resurfacing of this area had to be programmed to take place overnight due to the impact it would have on the wider network during the day when volumes of traffic are much higher. The work in the area includes the widening of footpaths and a new length of cycleway being put in. That will provide a continuous cycle lane up Cattle Market Street, so riders no longer have to stop on the hill at the pedestrian crossing. The scheme has previously seen the section of King Street between Prince of Wales Road pedestrianised. Future work will see changes made in Mountergate. This includes work which will allow traffic leaving the Norwich City Council Rose Lane car park to turn right at the end of Mountergate. And last week, city and county councillors agreed a £1 million scheme to revamp the area around Bank Plain, London Street and Opie Street.
Patrick Kelly, aged 86, formerly of Sherburne Place, Norwich, was being terrorised at his home by ruthless swindlers who had left threatening voicemails stating that the grandfather owed thousands of pounds to HMRC. The phone calls began in May 2018, and Mr. Kelly's condition deteriorated rapidly as he tried in vain to explain to his family that taxmen were coming after him. His daughter Moira Swatman of Dussendale, Thorpe St Andrew, said that although her father suffered from Parkinson's disease, he had been a strong-willed man who lived independently. His medication can cause strange dreams, which I thought this was, she said. He started to seem quite mildly confused. Then he went totally irrational. He said he owed all this money and that people were watching his flat. His mental state continued to deteriorate until one morning Mrs. Swatman found him with a hammer in his hand. She added, he had been up all night. He said, they're going to arrest me. I don't know what I've done wrong. He said he was going to be executed at midnight. Mrs. Swatman said her father had lost mental capacity within 3 days and was hospitalised for 8 weeks. The doctors said he had accelerated dementia triggered by trauma. Doctors told Mrs. Swatman that her father was no longer safe living alone, and so he was placed in a nursing home. Months later, Mrs. Swatman visited his flat in October and listened to around half a dozen messages left on his answer machine. At this point, she realised conmen were hounding her father with messages demanding £20,000. They were using the same words that my father had used, that there was a warrant for his arrest, which would be executed at midnight, Mrs. Swatman said. Mrs. Swatman notified Norfolk Constabulary, but as no money was stolen, the police were not able to take further action. A Norfolk Police spokesman said these types of offences could be investigated by Action Fraud, which Mrs. Swatman has since contacted. Families need to be more aware of elderly relatives and look after them, she said. Just because he didn't lose any money, he did lose a lot more. He lost his independence.
The audience at a comedy gig were absolutely thrilled when Sarah Millican made a surprise appearance. Gary Delaney gave his fans more than they bargained for on March the 23rd when he brought his wife and one of Britain's top comics on stage at Norwich Playhouse. Gary, who is a regular on Mock the Week, was at the venue for his Gagsters Paradise UK tour and introduced Sarah after doing a pre-warm-up for the crowd. Geordie comic Sarah tried out some of her new material, and it was a complete surprise to Playhouse staff, and the front-of-house duty manager was only told on the night. Rowan Whiteside, marketing and communication officer at the Playhouse, said the audience were absolutely thrilled. Sarah Millican was brilliant as always. She performed at the Playhouse several times in 2010 and before, and it was a pleasure to have her back on our stage. Gary Delaney is a much-loved Playhouse regular, and this was his second sold-out show here of 2019. It was another fabulous Saturday night at the Playhouse. James Chamberlain, aged 40, from Wyndham, who was at the gig, said, it was a complete shock for all of the audience. When he said her name, she got loud cheers and a big round of applause. A lot of work in progress from what I remember. Gary's set was really good and he was relaxed with the crowd. The couple married in 2013 after meeting in 2006 and their relationship features heavily in Sarah's material. Following the gig, Gary tweeted, lovely show at Norwich Playhouse tonight. Great crowd. Struggled to get hold of a support act for tonight, so I got someone called Sarah Millican to do some new stuff. I predict she'll go far.